This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of November 24th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What are you thankful for as we're getting ready for Thanksgiving? Brandon Morgan, thank you for your post. Brandon said the ability to wake up every morning and use the skills and abilities God has granted me to use in His honor. Man, that's perfect, Brandon. Thank you so much. Miss April Collier, courage to heal, grow, and invest the talent of encouragement into others as they face future challenges head-on through grace and awareness of their personal strengths and weaknesses. Amen, Miss Collier. Thank you for sharing that. Stay tuned. We'll have more of What Are You Thankful For right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning Thanksgiving Edition, and we'll jump right back into What Are You Thankful For? Miss Kelly Odom, thank you for your post. Miss Kelly said, God, my children, my home, and my friends. Great, Miss Kelly, because that's what we call our circle, and they're very close to us. And we do. We need to thank the Lord for those who are closest to us. Mr. Robert Osborne, I knew I'd get something from him. What a man of God he is. And Robert, thank you for your post. Robert said, I have so much to be thankful for. It is overwhelming when I try to answer this. We are so blessed in America. Food, clothes, power, heat when it's cold, air when it's hot. Nice place to sleep, so many choices of food, good job, health, me, wife, kids, and grandkids, and Savior who never turns away from me. Freedom, even the air we breathe. We take so much for granted. I could type on this all day and still miss things I'm thankful for. Friends and family that care. Always surrounded by good people in Alabama. God could have chose me to be born anywhere on earth, but Sylacauga, Alabama is where I am. I love this town. Mr. Robert Osborne, thank you for your post. God bless you. We'll be back with more right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning Thanksgiving Edition, and what are you thankful for? Mr. Ty Sanders says, I'm thankful for my family, friends, and my health. Thank you, Ty, for sharing that. Mr. Randy Kane, a man I'm blessed to be able to work with. And I thank you for this. And I don't like to talk about me on this show. But Randy, thank you. Randy said, I'm thankful I get to work with a fine husband, father, grandfather, Christian man as yourself. Thank you for your example. Well, Randy, thank you for your example and what you do to lead the young men that we work with. Miss Tammy Gill said, my salvation, family, pets, freedom, job, students, home sweet home, church, and love. Thank you, Miss Tammy Gill. Well, it's Mixed Sunday Morning. I'll have more of What Are You Thankful For coming up. It's Mixed Sunday Morning as we continue on What Are You Thankful For? And these two are going to be tough because in the last segment, you know, I said, I don't like to talk about myself. I don't like praise. And I just don't live my life that way. I try to go as hard as I can in everything I do because I want to do it in excellence for the King. But these two are tough. My oldest son, Aaron Wyckoff. Aaron posted, he said, thankful for an amazing father. You have always been someone I can lean on or talk to about life. Keep being great. Well, thank you, Aaron, for starting everything in our life. You were our first. I'm proud of the man that you have grown up to be, the husband you are, and maybe a dad soon. Who knows? And here's a very simple, what are you thankful for? My wife. And she put, simply, you, in exclamation points with a heart after it. Well, Mindy, thank you. I love you, and I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you are a beautiful person. I thank you for the wife that you are. I thank you for the mom that you are to our four kids. And it just keeps going now. I thank you for the men you are to our four grandkids. If there's one thing that anybody can say about you, it's that you love, and I'm thankful for that. We'll be back on this Thanksgiving edition of Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and what are you thankful for? And I don't have anybody else's comments to share in this segment, but this one's to you, the listener. What are you thankful for? As you're sitting there listening to the radio, you might be listening to it off your phone. You might be listening to this on the podcast. And I want you to just take a second and think about what you are thankful for. There's so many things, but what truly means the most to you, what are you truly thankful for? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you today. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition, our Thanksgiving edition of Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed all the comments that were shared. Some of those I did not deserve, but I thank you, my coworker and friend, Randy Kane. Thank you, Aaron Wyckoff. Thank you, Mindy Wyckoff, for sharing what you did. I have a lot to be thankful for. One, I'm thankful that I'm sitting in this seat right now because I don't deserve that. To be able to just be a vessel in whatever God wants me to do, whatever he wants me to say, and this is just it's taken off. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful that I can still do most of everything I've always done. I'm thankful for my health. I thank the Lord for the wisdom and for the knowledge that I pray for that he's bestowed upon me. I'm thankful for all my friends. And Miss Vanessa, if you're listening, Miss Vanessa Youngblood, she's a security guard at work, and she's a blessing every day when I leave to go home. When I punch my badge out, thank you, Miss Vanessa, for being a godsend and just being the true example of what we're supposed to be. I thank all the listeners who tune in and listen every week, and for all those who listen to the podcast. I'm blown away. That's an understatement. I really am. I'm thankful for what God is doing and what is going to come. Some big news is coming. So have a great week. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the food. But more importantly, be thankful that we have a God who sent his son to this earth, not to die on a cross, but to rise from the tomb to give us everlasting life. Now, I don't know what more you could be thankful for. It's Mick Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.